Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. March is the month in which those farm license plates, ag tags, get renewed, and with them can be made ag tag donations to support FFA and 4-H programs. Sheldon McKinney with the Kentucky FFA Foundation says local chapters and other supporters across the state have been hard at promotion.
We hope that you see posts on social media. We hope that you see a picture of your county clerk in the paper promoting the program and making it clear how those dollars are used locally. We do a lot on the state level. You know, we had state officers address the county clerk's convention a couple weeks ago. We provide posters and radio PSAs and all sorts of things. But people who, they listen to their community, and so they listen to the ag teacher and the 4-H agent and FFA members. And so it's so important that each local community make an effort to get the word out on how those dollars impact them.
In terms of volume last year, Warren, Hardin, Davies, Logan, and Fayette counties led the way, but smaller counties had their impact too on a farmer percentage basis.
Actually, Martin County, our number one county, they actually have very few ag tags total, I think less than 100, but they have an 89% donation rate. But then you contrast that to Kenton County. We have several FFA chapters there. They have an 85% donation rate.
Muhlenberg had an 80% participation rate, Fayette 79. We'll be right back.
The federal government provides $150 billion a year to make higher education possible for anyone. Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share. But an estimated $40 million in financial aid is left on the table each year by Kentucky students. Don't let that happen to you.
Fill out the new and improved FAFSA today. Visit knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter, hashtag knowhowtopayky. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Ag tag donations last year netted $182,000 for FFA, the same for 4-H, and for the Kentucky Proud program. FFA's McKinney says half of their amounts go back to the county chapters.
Every dollar that we have matters, and it makes a difference in the future of the agriculture industry because you're investing in our very best crop, which is FFA members and 4-H members. In addition, I have to also mention that Farm Credit Mid-America this year, they had a huge incentive, and they put all vehicles on their fleet that they have over 200 fleeted vehicles, and they put an ag tag on every one of them and are paying the $10 donation because they believed in this program. And that's dollars they didn't have to spend, but dollars they are spending because they believe in the difference that it makes.
McKinney says ag tag registrations and donations are winding up this week. She expresses a heartfelt thank you to all who are helping. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.